Vitaly, congratulations on your silver medal. We're inside there watching last night, and just that's the final seconds.
Yeah.
What were your initial feelings, and how do you feel now?
You know, complete devastation at the time. You know, losing the Olympic final, realizing that I'm gonna have to wait 4 more years before I get another opportunity. The match that I was winning, the match that I was in control of. Hey, but that's life. That's sport. That's what makes sport really exciting, the drama. And I'm starting to think, if my name's attached to anything, there has to be drama involved, because clearly whoever's writing this script is having a lot of fun. But at least I know my life story. My book will be exciting, which is coming out 2020. No. But, you know, yeah. It was really sad for me at the time. But now I've managed to have 45 minutes sleep. I've had time to reflect, settle, and yeah, to be a 2-time Olympian, 2-time Olympic medalist is not a bad record. You know, successful male in British Taekwondo history. Would have been amazing to accomplish what I came out to accomplish, get the Olympic gold medal. I came this close, but that's life.
Yeah, it's still an upgrade, isn't it?
Yeah,
on London.
Exactly. It's an upgrade on London, upgrade on the bronze. Made it into the final. The crowd were behind me. You know, let me just say, coming from a home Olympics last time, I expected it to be a lot less coming here in terms of the crowd and the atmosphere. I have to say, especially for the in fact, for all of the fights, the reception I received was absolutely unreal, and I really want to thank the fans and the crowd for putting on a show like that and for taking to me. Because they didn't take to every fighter, but they obviously thought there was something special about me. So, no, I really enjoyed it.
You went into London 2012 with a high profile, but people didn't know so much about your achievements and your prowess in Taekwondo. It's because of the controversy that was going on with Aaron Cook at that point as well. Now you're sort of making a name for yourself in your own right, though, aren't you? Do you feel that?
Yeah, definitely. It is nice to be in the headlines, completely separate from him. You know, it would have been a very interesting final, but you know, the nature of our sport is that we meet each other so often, because it's the same people on the circuit. But that fight, we'll just have to wait for another time. But yeah, it's definitely great to, I guess, be making a name for myself without, you know, asterisks. Aaron Cook added to it.
Yeah. Have you been studying as well away from Taekwondo? Is that right? Have you been doing some?
Yes. I'm still doing my degree study, sports and exercise science. Have you seen the film Van Wilder, the guy that's like perpetually at university? Well, meet Lee Taylor Wilder. I'm still. My studies. In fact, I've got no excuse now. The Olympics is done, so I'm going to have to actually get around to finishing that. So I hope my lecturer doesn't hear this.
And finally, 4 years, Tokyo, gold?
You know, if I... Absolutely. But you know, before any of that, I'm going to wind it back. I'm going to take some time off, go on holiday, enjoy myself, unwind mentally and physically, and we'll take it step by step from there. We've got 4 years is a long time.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.